Jupiter is now at its closest to us of the year and stands brightest and biggest. You've probably already noticed it. It's that single ultra-bright star in the east during the first part of the night. It's 15 times brighter than any real star, so it's pretty hard to miss. And it's creamy yellow-white, unlike the bluish dog star Sirius far to its right. This year Jupiter is in Leo the Lion, which is a northerly constellation and therefore makes the giant planet climb pretty high up during the night. Jupiter is a worthwhile target through even the smallest telescope. Its four huge satellites always appear in pretty much a straight line, since they encircle Jupiter's equator, and, like Mercury, Jupiter's axis has virtually no tilt. Its second moon, Europa, remains the likeliest place for extraterrestrial life. Its warm, salty oceans get replenished with amino acids from incoming comets. If life isn't swimming there on Europa, then life is probably rare in the cosmos. First, check out whether the night's stars are twinkling before dragging out any telescope. A night with a little haze is usually best. On blurry nights with dancing stars, use only low power to minimize distortion, and you'll still see Jupiter's moons and its disk showing parallel dark and light bands, like the stripes on a bee. Only on the rare, steadiest nights and with good equipment will you glimpse its white, stormy ovals and its famous great red spot, which is actually now orange and has been shrinking the past few years. Another telescope challenge is to see its wonderful gaseous curlicues and even blue diagonal blotches where we peer deepest through breaks in the clouds to see Jupiter's innermost blue sky. This planet shows the most detail of any in the whole universe. But if all you have is the naked eye, fine. Jupiter will be visible for months now. When you've spotted the sky's brightest star, go ahead and salute this closest approach of the largest planet. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.